Medoc, Saint-Emilion, Mouton Cadet, French wines whose very names make a sommelier's mouth water. But all is not well in the vineyards of France. This past Wednesday, police in the southern French town of Narbonne used tear gas to break up a demonstration by winemakers that had turned violent. Trouble has been fermenting in the French wine industry, and growers have been drowning in debt. Overproduction, underconsumption, and competition from new wines around the world have soured the future of French winemaking. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report from the wine-growing region of Bordeaux.
Bordeaux wine grower Michel Ray stops his car on a tiny road in the middle of a sea of vineyards. Although they are now just stumps that resemble bare bonsai trees, in about a week the rows of vines will begin to flower. But not in Michel Ray's fields. This year he is accepting a payment from the French government to rip out his grapevines.
Ce n'est plus rentable. Voilà, il faut trop investir.
Mais comment? It's not profitable anymore. I would have to invest too much, and how can I do that? I'm at retirement age, and my kids don't want to take over the vineyard, so I have to let it go. I'm very sad about it.
For years, French wines, especially Burgundies and Bordeaux, were the wine world's standard. Growers here continually expanded their vineyards. But today, too many vines, an inflated euro, and competition from Australia and the Americas have eroded traditional export markets, and French wine consumption has been steadily falling for the last 30 years. At winemaker Yves Damecourt's lunch table, everyone drinks a little wine, even 3-year-old Paola. Damecourt used to sell his low-priced basic Bordeaux in France. Now he must look for new export markets.
It was in our habits in France to drink wine at each meal. But now the young people, they like the American taste, they like the sugar, they like the Coca-Cola.
Gérard César is mayor of the tiny wine-growing town of Rosan. He is also a French senator and recently led successful efforts to change strict French alcohol advertising laws. They were blamed for the drop in domestic consumption. But César says the real battle for Bordeaux winemakers is in international markets.
Parce qu'aujourd'hui, Bordeaux n'a pas les mêmes moyens que les multinationales australiennes ou d'Afrique du Sud.
Bordeaux producers don't have the same resources as, say, the large multinational wine conglomerates in Australia and South Africa. Here we have small producers with 15 and 20 hectares who live only on that. It's a tradition here, but today that's not enough if we want to compete internationally.
Many say the French wine classification system, Appellation d'Origine Contrôlée, or AOC, is too complicated, making French wines less accessible to new drinkers. French wines are not defined by grape varieties like Merlot and Chardonnay, but in terms of something known as terroir, which is the combination of the soil and climate of a specific place. Last month, angry wine growers took to the streets in several cities in southern France, demanding help from the government. This woman says she doesn't even make enough money to eat. The French government has pledged $90 million in subsidies to the country's troubled winemakers. But French growers also want cash from the European Union to distill more than 50 million gallons of red wine into industrial alcohol. That should reduce the French wine lake that has depressed prices. But not everyone is looking for help. Third-generation winemaker Thibaut d'Espagne's exports of reds, whites, and rosés bottled here at the family chateau grew 12% last year during the height of the crisis. D'Espagne says the depression is partly the fault of winemakers who relied on the Bordeaux name for marketing and didn't see the emergence of a new wine consumer.
The consumer has codes. He comes into a shop, he knows Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Sauvignon Blanc. This is his code. That's what he's looking for. And we have that in Bordeaux or in France. We have that. Bordeaux. Bordeaux is a blend. Merlot, Cab Franc, Cab Sauvignon. But it's not written on the front label. So a lot of people don't buy a Bordeaux because they're looking for something which is not written.
D'Espagne says he travels the world seeking out new markets, and his bottles wear modern, eye-catching labels printed in the language of their drinkers, including Japanese and Korean. And breaking with Bordeaux tradition, each of D'Espagne's bottles has the grape varieties written on the label. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.